This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is doubling down on plans to invade Rafah in southern Gaza, even as ceasefire talks move ahead with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Netanyahu says with or without a deal, the Israeli military will move into Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering, and which he says is Hamas's last major stronghold. The U.S. has warned Israel against any Rafah offensive that puts civilians at risk.
And nothing's changed about that.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel's worked in good faith on a proposal that would essentially include a trade in the pause for fighting for Hamas releasing hostages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Tuesday there's been incremental progress toward averting a, quote, entirely preventable human-made famine in the northern Gaza Strip.
But much more is urgently needed, including the promised opening of the two crossing points between Israel and northern Gaza, so that aid can be brought into Gaza from Ashdod port and Jordan.
Guterres also said a major obstacle to distributing aid across Gaza is the lack of security for humanitarian workers. Standoffs between pro-Palestinian protesters and U.S. college administrators appear to be coming to a head. Columbia University in New York limited campus access after protesters took over a building early on Tuesday. The school promised they would face expulsion. Police moved to clear an encampment at Yale University in the state of Connecticut. But at Northwestern University near Chicago, school officials have reached an agreement to allow demonstrators through the end of spring classes. This is VOA News. Rescuers on Tuesday continued to recover victims' bodies as the number of missing across Kenya in flooding and landslides caused by heavy rains rose steadily. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
In Mai Mahiu in central Kenya, at least 48 have been killed and dozens remain missing after a mudslide and flash floods hit the town early on Monday, the Kenya Red Cross said. The water swept away cars, railway tracks and houses. At least 169 people have died across Kenya since last month due to heavy rains and flooding. Over 190,000 people have been forced from their homes, including 147,000 in the capital, Nairobi, according to the president's office. Kenya's president, William Ruto, told citizens living in landslide-prone areas to leave or risk losing their lives.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Zimbabwe has started circulating a new currency to replace one that has been battered by depreciation and often outright rejection by people. The ZiG was introduced electronically in early April, but as of Tuesday, people are able to use banknotes and coins. It's the Southern African country's latest attempt to halt a long-running currency crisis, underlining its persistent economic troubles. The government had previously floated various ideas to replace the Zimbabwe dollar, including introducing gold coins to stem inflation and even trying out a digital currency. Gabon's opposition is divided over a measure proposed at the country's national dialogue to suspend close to 200 political parties until further notice and bar members of ousted President Ali Bongo's party from taking part in elections for 3 years. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
Leaders of the talks, billed as Gabon's inclusive national dialogue, say they have given the transitional president, General Brice Clote Oligui Nguema, a wide range of recommendations. The resolutions and recommendations were handed to Oligui on Tuesday in the presence of Central African Republic President Faustin Archange Touadéra. Touadéra is also the regional mediator for Gabon's planned return to civilian rule following an August 30 bloodless coup that ousted President Ali Bongo. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Former Binance CEO Cheng Peng Zhao has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for allowing rampant money laundering on the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. Tuesday's sentence came after Zhao pleaded guilty in November to one count of failing to require anti-money laundering measures. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.